the first single scene. Well, now, I mean, that's just bars.
Yeah.
I don't even know what a single... I never grew up in an era where it was defined. You just went out and people were generally single.
Well, this defined it. This scene generally defined it. But that was like back in the 60s, and there were just a few little underground places that some of them, the fringier ones, I guess, would congregate at. But that all changed in 1972, because in 1972 there are a number of factors going on, which are all delineated in the story, where all of a sudden there were a lot of young single people around, and they needed somewhere to go.
Because people weren't getting married young anymore.
At 19 or 20 or something like that.
Or 14.
Yeah.
Right. See, this is a result of the flower generation in the 60s. This was their first, this was one of their first big steps forward.
Thank you, by the way.
That they were going to pursue kind of a little bit more unconventional life for a while. And this was part of that. Anyway, this all happened around the Greenville Lovers Lane area. And I don't know what came first, this place or the scene. I imagine scene begat place, but the scene was the Village Apartments.
Huh?
That started springing up, and all of a sudden, these single people started flocking to it. Well, they had to have a place to go, and they found a place to go. And it was at Greenville and Lover's Lane. And you know that place today, boys and girls, as TGI Fridays.
What?
So the first Fridays ever in our area.
That's the first TGI Fridays? Is the one at Lover's and Greenville?
Well, it's not there anymore.
Well, there's one. Maybe that's up off like a park in 75.
Yeah, but this was the first one.
At Greenville and Lover's Lane.
Well, I'll be damned.
And
right up the street was the first Chili's.
Yeah.
Well, f*** me.
And in this article, when they say that, the first single scene ever in Dallas was Fridays. I'm just sitting there trying to imagine.
And it was called TGI Fridays back then?
Yes.
With a red and white decorum?
And Danny, same concept.
Potato skins?
Over-talking waiters?
Flair?
Wearing flair. They went all across the country, these two owners, to deck the place out with, you know, they'd go to, like, all these junkyards and pick up old Coke signs and, you know, different antique shops and stuff like that. You know, just looking for junk to put in there, which is what Fridays consist of. Just junk all over the walls.
Yeah, there's a canoe hanging from the ceiling.
Right.
Well, it worked. These two guys were from Memphis. They had a TGI Fridays in New York. And they talked them into letting them do Fridays down here in this part of the world. They did it in Memphis, Nashville, Little Rock. And then they decided to take it to our Fairburg.
Okay, so it wasn't the first Fridays.
No,
it was the first one in Dallas.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
And they thought this would be a good place because of the prospering economy of the time. There was the Village Apartments. Right down the way. The Cowboys were big. And who knows, there might have been some singles cash attached to them. And Dallas also was the home of Southwest Airlines, Braniff Airlines, and American Airlines. Or they were at least big hubs. And that meant there were lots of stewardesses and stuff back when...
That was a very prestigious position.
Yes, it was a prestigious position, and the flight attendant was usually quite fetching and quite attractive.
Right.
I'm stewardess. I speak jive.
So they set it up there, and voila.
Now they have dudes as stewardesses.
Okay, so what do you remember?
I remember everything that's written in this article, pretty much, about the place. Now, I didn't go there very much. But you had gone there. I might have been in there a time or two. That was it.
Okay.
Now, I didn't consider myself a part of that swinging single scene. In fact, I looked down on it.
Was it still like the same restaurant idea, or was it more of a bar?
It was both.
More of a bar. At least that's what it describes in the article.
But, I mean, there were tables there, and if you wanted to go in there and get something to eat, they had the menu, they had the kitchen, they had tables you could sit down there and eat. But everybody congregated there just to hang out and try to hook up.
And they'd be walking around. You wouldn't be seated at a table the whole time.
No.
You'd
and they
mix
even,
and mingle.
They talk about, in this article, standing at the bar. And they're talking about, when they say it's the first singles joint, they mean you could barely even get in. Every night, there are 300 people in Fridays. Lines out the door. And they describe what we know now as the lap, where you take a lap around the bar.
Lap.
Yeah, you take a lap around the bar looking for fresh meat.
Yeah, just looking around to see what's there.
Who strolled in or whatever. And guys are constantly making that loop around this bar trying to see what they can pick up. You remember it being really crowded when you were there?
Yeah, I do remember it being really crowded. And I do remember there being a whole bunch of guys that looked like they were just big, big-time scene makers. In fact, one that you might know was cited as such, hanging out at Fridays a lot. That would be Craig Morton.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes, the cowboy great. He used to hang out with a well-known bon vivant named Billy Bob Harris.
Now, do you remember this guy?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah. He was a well-known stockbroker who never got married and was always known for, you know, making the single scene and the social scene and dating all these really hot girls and stuff. And he used to do stock market reports on KVIL.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yes, he is very well known. Now, this story was written in 1992. And, you know, they in the early part of it, they started saying it was like 20 years ago. And I'm thinking, what? You know, then I looked at the date, and this would have been, you know, the very early 70s when all this was coming down.
And they do bring up a good point because, you know, we mentioned that it was kind of your generation that kickstarted this whole thing, where women prior to this wouldn't go out on their own. They had to have somebody on their arm to go out.
They needed an escort, a date.
Well, now flocks of women were coming to this place with each other.
Yes. All of a sudden it became okay for girls to do that.
Like it was cool for them basically to announce, I am looking for a guy and you're looking for me, so let's hook this up.
In fact, let's take one here, shall we?
Do it. Yeah.
Here is Charlene in Grand Prairie. You're on the ticket.
Hello, guys. And Mike, you are so right, because I was right there the whole time.
I'm shocked.
Lived in the village, and that was the essential meat market. And, yeah, I took a lap many times.
Oh, no. Now, did you, then, was this all, how old were you at the time when this was going on?
Oh, 1920.
And
I'm 54 right now, so I'm in that same age group as Mike, kind of.
Oh, squarely in the demographic.
All right, so you would go there probably prior to this. You didn't have any place to go, and so you would go there specifically trying to meet dudes and hook up, right?
Oh, absolutely. The first time I walked in the place, I was like, bingo, hello.
I'm going to assume that it wasn't a non-smoking establishment.
Are you kidding? You can barely get through with all the smoke and the booze and the women and the men. It was great. In fact, I went there occasionally by myself. That's a guaranteed winner.
And it was cool. I mean, that was the thing you could do as a woman then. That's awesome.
But now I'll tell you, there's still that double standard.
How so?
You know that double standard.
How so?
Well,
if a girl does it, you're a slut. If a guy does it, he's cool.
Thank you. And I just said, I'll be a slut. I don't care. I'm not going to see you again. Call me what you want. Let's go. Great.
Now, Charlene, did you eventually
it's
meet...
It's like the female Doyle King.
Did you eventually meet someone of significance there? Like, did you ever get married or anything?
No, not from there. No. No, I was too young. No.
Okay.
No. And
how old were you when you got married?
29.
Okay. When was the last time you got laid?
What about, how old were you when you got divorced?
Well, I divorced 2 years later, then I tried it again, and now it ain't never happening ever again.
I like Charlene.
Stay with that, sister.
Really like Charlene.
You know, no man is going to live in my house again. It just ain't going to happen. Now, you want some fun, maybe, but I doubt that, too. I'm just tired of it.
You have done just about everything, haven't you?
Let me tell you, guys, I made many a lap around that building, so.
Wow.
I got it all out of my system.
Well, thank you for your courage, Charlene.
Yes. and you left out a few places, Laser Dan.
Well, we're just talking about this. This is the first, so that's.
Oh yeah, there was Cafe Dallas. There was Les Jardins. There was probably one or two others that you can think of, and I can't.
European Crossroads.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I don't even remember that place, but that was awesome.
That was the number three lift.
The number three lift. Very good.
Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you. All right, Charlene. Thank you for your phone call.
Wow.
Now see, it's the way it was.
This guy emails in. He says, "I was a kid when that place, Chili's, when Fridays opened up, and my big brother used to take me there all the time. It was loaded with hot women. Definitely the happening place. They need to bring back that old menu with steak on a stick. You remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
Boy, you would have loved that.
I like steak on a stick.
Steak on a stick.
Fill your belly full of steak and go home and take a bath. Gotta go."
Well, it was quite a time up there at TGI
Fridays. I think the first place.
I think they need a marketing relaunch. Let's go back to the 70s TGI Fridays.
No doubt I'm interested.
As docile as that place is now, mm-hmm. the first one was anything but, as Charlene attested to. All right, 5:33 here on The Ticket. This could be a very big night out at the Temple.